Maybe your loot included some new music, but if you're searching for more, we are sampling the best music of this year as chosen by our far-flung music experts. And today we have a selection from Banning Ayre, senior editor of Afropop.org. He says the most significant world music album of the year, one that he keeps going back to, is called Watina. Beyond its catchy toe-tapping rhythms is a serious effort by the singer Andy Palacio to preserve the language and culture of some people from the nation of Belize. They're called the Garifuna people.
It's really a breakthrough album. It's an album that takes years of work that have been going into trying to create a modern sound from Garifuna culture. The Garifuna go back to literally the 1700s when African slaves escaped from a shipwreck and swam to the island of St. Vincent. And this artist, Andy Palacio, has managed to take the language, the rhythms, the melodies, and the whole just sort of feeling of Garifuna experience and turn it into something incredibly soulful. One that I think is just a song that's bound to last is the one Miami. It's not really about Miami, it's a term referring to the coastal territory right by the beach, which is where the Garifuna traditionally lived, and it's all being bought out and taken over and turned into condos and high-rises, and so they refer to it as Miami. Andy sings this very impassioned protest against that phenomenon, and it's just a gorgeous song.
There's a sample from the best world music album of the year, according to Banning Ayre, senior editor of Afropop.org. If you'd like to explore his top 10 world music picks and more than 24 other takes on the best CDs of this year, go to our new music website, npr.org/music. Miami.